Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. There's a growing new market for the state's corn crop, and it's right here in South Dakota. The U.S. Agriculture Department expects a record corn crop this year. About half goes to make ethanol. Another 30% gets exported. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports that the final 20% is going to feed animals in a growing number of concentrated livestock operations.
South Dakota corn farmers have a transportation problem. The state's producers and grain elevators rely on the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail to ship grain to the Pacific Northwest. And Republican Speaker of the House Mark Mickelson says geography forces South Dakota farmers to take lower prices.
We're remote. We're a long way away from some of those end markets, and it's a long-haul railroad to get it to the Pacific Northwest, Portland or Seattle, where it'll go on a boat and go. You typically go to Asia.
Mickelson says that's where concentrated animal feedlot operations or hog confinements come in. They offer an alternative use for South Dakota corn as feed, and they give producers a diversified stream of income for the family farm.
Value-added agriculture with an animal feeding operation is an alternative that banks will finance. Young people can go work, earn a bunch of equity, get started, turn around in 10 or 15 or 20 years and have built up a pretty nice operation for themselves and their kids.
Bring people back to South Dakota.
Yeah, bring them back or keep them. You know, and if we're not an ag state, what are we?
Mickelson says feeding that corn to livestock locally creates more jobs than shipping it to Seattle for the export market. Mickelson, who is not seeking re-election to the House this November, started a business with two other partners called A1 Development Solutions. The firm specializes in the siting, permitting, and development of livestock and agricultural-related facilities of all sizes. One of his partners is Paul Kosboth. He's the former director of the County Site Analysis Program with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture. That state program helps counties determine where to locate potential feedlot operations while considering setbacks for aquifers and other rules and regulations. Kosboth says they've had constructive conversations with counties.
It was just a way to kind of educate and inform that this is how it looks. And if you are looking at modern practices, here's going to be what your county would look like in terms of folks might be looking to do these things. Whether or not you want those is your decision, is what we always told the counties, but here's kind of how you look compared to the rest.
Kosboth says some county officials were surprised to find out that regulations made it almost impossible for producers to set up concentrated feedlot operations. Both Kosboth and Mickelson say such livestock operations are a good resource for the state's abundant supply of corn. And the pork industry has responded. Over the last 6 years, the state has seen a 16% increase in hog production. Glenn Muller is the executive director of the South Dakota Pork Producers Council. He says there have been a number of factors that led to that growth. Muller points to the state's grain supply and Governor Dennis Dugard's support of the industry.
You can buy corn and soybeans, which is our primary inputs, for a whole lot less in South Dakota than you can in Iowa or some of our surrounding states. Because of the development of their livestock industry, there's a higher demand for the grains there. So we have a wider basis, which is beneficial for the pork producers because they can buy their inputs at a lower price in South Dakota than they can at some of our surrounding states.
But an official from one of those surrounding states cautioned South Dakota not to move too fast, expanding its concentrated feedlot industry. The former Republican, now independent lawmaker David Johnson, represents five counties in northwest Iowa. Johnson has served in the Iowa State Legislature for 20 years, including stints as the chair of the Senate Ag Committee. Johnson says other states should learn from Iowa's mistakes.
We have, as a result of what happened in Iowa, our waters in the state, our lakes, our rivers, our streams, have a national reputation of being absolutely polluted.
Johnson says agricultural fertilizers have contributed to the contamination, but managing the amount of manure collected in lagoons outside of confinement sheds is also a challenge, even when it's spread on fields as an alternative to chemical fertilizer. Johnson says he's working to convince Iowa leaders to update its animal agriculture regulations. He says creating strict setbacks requiring a certain distance from nearby residents and aquifers is key, as well as comprehensive regulations on how to manage the manure such operations create. But one Sioux Falls lawyer says South Dakota is doing just the opposite. Mitch Peterson has tried about 30 cases in the state, representing people opposed to plans for a concentrated animal feedlot operation nearby.
What I've consistently seen is our state government decreasing those protections for the people who live here to make sure that processes are followed and that they have a fair day in court if it gets to that point.
Peterson points to recent changes that he says make it harder for someone to appeal a concentrated feedlot permit. He says a 2015 and 2016 law allow counties to approve special use permits for concentrated feedlots with a simple majority. And Peterson says that narrows what's considered when someone appeals a permit ruling.
That changed with the law recently, that whether it's a Board of County Commissioners or a Board of Adjustment, whatever the entity is, if it's a conditional use permit, it has a very limited scope of review.
Those 2015 and 2016 bills were sponsored by Representative Mickelson. Mickelson says the county permitting process has had unintended consequences, and he says South Dakota is 30 years behind neighboring states when it comes to livestock development because the state is reluctant to change.
And I think that serves us well at times. And, you know, in some of our neighboring states, they have a more streamlined permitting process where it's, I'd call it more science-based. But, you know, you look for your setbacks and you look at your aquifers and you look at those kinds of very factual-based things, and then you make a decision.
State records show there are currently 434 concentrated animal feedlot operations in South Dakota. The facilities are located in roughly three-fourths of the state's counties. These operations are handling more than 10 million animals, with most of them east of the Missouri River. And with the state producing record corn harvests, more and more of that crop may feed the state's growing livestock industry. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.